Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Dean Arbor Ford and, of course, Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac of Tawa City and East Tawa, Allie Chaplesky. Allie, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks for asking.
Glad to have you on. This time of year means we're talking Share a Caring Christmas. The annual event is underway.
Yes, it is, and we have a good start going on here over at the Ford store, and I know the Chevy store's got quite a good gift of donations coming in over there, too, so that's awesome.
Yeah, now, a little different this year because you are doing both stores, so you're hoping to raise twice as much, especially, you know, with the way this year is going. We're going to have a lot more kids who are going to need toys this year.
Absolutely. I know they're Toys for Tots is really looking forward to our donations, and like you said, we're just trying to double and just get as many as we can and keep it local for these kids, because I know, as you said, 2020 has been, as we all know, crazy.
It has been definitely crazy. So now, is there any particular things you're looking for, any age group that needs to be filled in terms of the toys you're collecting?
Yeah, actually, as I said, we've gotten a lot of awesome donations, and we're so appreciative of everything that everybody's brought in. But older children, we tend to forget about the older age kids, and it's a little harder. You don't buy, you know, Barbie dolls and little things like that, but ages 10 and 12 and up still. So, you know, things for older kids, if anybody can get creative and think of certain things like that, is what we're still really needing.
All right, for sure. So bring those in, and to either of the locations, and that's during their regular business hours at each location. But when are you hoping to have everything in place and ready to distribute?
They're going to come pick up the end of business day on December 4th. Toys for Tots will be coming to pick everything up. It's an early cutoff this year because of COVID. Everything, they have to get an early start on all that. So December 4th, both locations, anything that comes in after December 4th, we'll gladly still accept and give to Toys for Tots. It just will not be distributed this Christmas. They'll save that for next year.
It could be just as important next Christmas also, so make sure to make that donation at either of the locations, Dean Arbor Ford or Dean Arbor Chevrolet, between now and December 4th. And fill the truck. What kind of truck are you using at the Dean Arbor Ford location?
Well, at the Ford store, we have a Ranger, but we're going to maybe have to bring in a Super Duty or something, because we're getting so many donations. Like I said, it's awesome. And then I think at the Chevy store, they have an Equinox in the showroom, and they're filling even in by the seats. So it's pretty awesome seeing the community help out like this, and we really appreciate it.
We do, no doubt about it. We're glad to be a part of it, too, along with both of the Dean Arbors and, of course, Toys for Tots. And Allie, if they want more information, can they call the dealership to learn more about what you're looking for?
Yep, they could call either dealership, or both dealership Facebook pages have information on it as well.
Excellent. Share a Caring Christmas, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac of East House, Toys for Tots, and of course, Carol Broadcasting. And Allie Chaplesky, Allie, thanks for joining us, and happy holiday season to you.
Thanks, Kevin. You guys as well.